coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more money, more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. In a Michigan courtroom today, a strategic legal gambit unfolded in the felony case against Cody Benjamin Whitney. Whitney, represented by attorney Andrew Lockhart, made a calculated move, waiving his right to a preliminary examination. This isn't an acceptance of guilt, but a tactical play. Prosecutors had dangled a plea offer, plead guilty to two specific counts and forfeit seized electronics, and two other charges would disappear. Lockhart clarified that while the offer is on the table, his client isn't accepting it yet. The waiver, he explained, preserves the offer and other strategic options for the defense. The court approved Whitney's waiver, finding it knowing and voluntary, and has now bound the case directly to circuit court. Bond remains unchanged. The next chapter in this legal chess match, an arraignment set for Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. It's a clear signal the defense is playing the long game, trading an immediate probable cause challenge for future negotiation power. And Michigan students will benefit from the addition of 21 law enforcement officers recently trained in the Teaching, Education, and Mentoring School Liaison Program, or the TEAM program. The Michigan State Police, MSP, Grants and Community Services Division hosted the five-day training, which concluded today, March 6th. Among those who participated and completed the program were Ubley Police Department and the Decorville City Police Department. The TEAM is a school-based law-related curriculum taught to grades K through 12 by TEAM-trained police officers with the goal of uniting educators, students, and law enforcement officers to help children protect themselves from crime. When we come back after this Morel Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morel Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news. After having to remove several trees from the downtown area and around town last year, the Cass City Village Council repealed its Trees and Shrubs in Public Areas ordinance. After doing that, they adopted a new ordinance that outlines what trees are acceptable to grow and which ones are not. The new ordinance outlines how to plant trees, how to prune them, and which trees are acceptable in the right of way of village-owned property. The updated ordinance also includes a long list of trees that cannot be planted on village-owned property. The updated ordinance also outlines provisions that allows the village to remove hazardous and/or obstructive trees. In addition, the revised ordinance says that the village manager and DPW superintendent can approve or deny a planting location and that the village has the authority to remove trees that hinder visibility, interferes with utilities, or fire hydrants. In addition, the ordinance has a provision that allows a property owner an appeal process over trees. It is best to contact the village before buying and planting a tree. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Mrs. Doris M. Glaza, 102, formerly of Obley, Michigan, passed away February 19, 2026, in East Lansing, Michigan. She was born on July 22, 1923. She married John Jack W. Glaza in 1941. He preceded her in death after 58 years of marriage. Doris is survived by her children, Gerald, Joan, Janet, and Diana, 9 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. In keeping with Doris's wishes, cremation has taken place. A memorial mass of celebration for Doris will be at a later date. Burial will take place at St. John Cemetery in Obley, Michigan. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Palmer, Bush, and Jensen Family Funeral Homes in Lansing, Michigan. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. And your precision weather is coming up here in just a moment, but first taking a look at our current conditions. 42 degrees, overcast skies, humidity 95%, wind speed 8 out of the southeast. Visibility, well, they're not sure how far you can see if your eyes are open or closed. And a wind chill is at 37 degrees. And that news update was brought to you by Morelli Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morelli Equipment.